The Prague Planetarium has gone digital. On Saturday, the attraction unveiled a new state-of-the-art projection system, which allows onlookers to witness the skies as they were hundreds of years ago. Earlier today, Rosie Johnson paid a visit to the planetarium in Prague's Stromovka Park to talk to its technical director, Jan Schiffner, about the site's new attraction.
We have a completely new projection system from September. It is a digital system and it is installed in our 23-meter dome. It is special from Czech Republic view because it is first digital system in Czech Republic.
Now, am I right in thinking that you can even look at the skies as they were in the past hundreds of years ago, if you so choose? You can program it to be that way?
Yes, it is true, because it is a real-time machine, and maybe it is possible to say that it is Stargate, because each planetarium is time machine. It is possible shift you through time to back or to the future, and of course, our new digital system is able to transport you to another stars, for instance.
This piece of machinery cost a great deal of money. I know that Prague City Council gave some money to you, and you also raised a lot of money. Why would you put something like 25 million crowns into a piece of machinery like this?
Yes, the cost of the system was 25 million Czech crowns, but I must say the new system cost was only 22 million, and the rest was works which was necessary to do before installation.
So this will attract tourists and visitors from Prague, but does it also have a scientific purpose? Will you as a scientist be using this to further your knowledge of the skies?
I think it is not directly it is not possible to use it directly for science. It is only for information about science results for people.
So it's a nice way of presenting results that you've already gathered.
Yes, it is for presentation of these results.
Obviously, the planetarium is a very long-standing Prague attraction, but maybe for residents of Prague, I guess there are some other places to go and look at the stars in nature. Can you recommend any places in Prague that are particularly good for stargazing?
In Prague, the light pollution is relatively high, but it is same as in large European cities. The best condition for astronomical observations is on the border of Prague.
The Prague Planetarium's technical director, Jan Schiffner, speaking there to Rosie Johnson. For more information on the Prague Planetarium, visit the attraction's website, www.planetarium.cz/English. Now, this being Monday, it's time for a roundup of the sports news.